So this is the Brotherhood in Business podcast.
There's too many things happening right now. I'm confused at what's happening.
Don't worry about it. All right, cool. So my name is Pat.
I'm Andy.
I'm Cody.
Welcome. I didn't realize that we were recording.
All right, welcome to the Brotherhood in Business podcast. This is really, really weird for all of us because we are not podcasters. We are firefighters.
Yeah.
But
first for everything.
For the sake of basically everybody listening, we're starting a podcast. And our podcast is
Brotherhood in Business.
Gosh, why do we call it that?
It's really long, but it is long. It sucks when you have to type it into an email.
Dude, you can't B and B can mean a lot of really weird things. I don't wanna
Go into that.
It can mean a lot of really weird things. Of course. So if we didn't elaborate, there are a lot of people out there who would make their own assumptions.
Right. Yeah, so we'll squish that and we'll say...
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast. And the reason why we're doing this is we want to help our fellow first responders that are thinking about creating a business. We want to help them get through the steps and all the stuff that it takes to do such a thing because it's a huge challenge. And we've realized that through our trials and tribulations, and we want to pay it forward to the next group of folks that want to do that.
100%. And a little bit of background. We are actually the fine faces behind BA Shields.
And mustaches.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No, 2 out of 3.
Yeah. You can't win them all.
66%.
I think if I grew a mustache, I'd be part of the other B&B group. So... So what we're here to do is to, not in this particular episode, but what our further episodes are going to be talking about is, we're going to feature some of the cool first responder businesses that you know and love. There's a lot of great companies out there. And I think as a company, even as BA Shields, we wouldn't be where we were without advice and help from those other first responder owned companies.
Yeah, definitely.
They've been.
And when you want to talk about brotherhood, I mean, the first responder owned, firefighter owned companies, law enforcement owned companies have helped us a ton. And everybody's super open to, you know, how their trials and tribulations, and they've helped us so much get to where we're at and push us and give us ideas and contact information.
Really, there's no secrets. It's kind of weird. Like, I really expected people to not open up and give us help. And I think... Right, like
that's all people want to do is if you ask the right questions.
Hey, we tried this. You should do this. You should do that. Here's what I did. Here's my problem. And I think that's part of the drive for starting this podcast was actually, you know, we're dumb firefighters.
You know, continue to share information.
You know, we're not business owners. You know, by trade that got into firefighting. We're firefighters who stumbled across an idea and.
Made it work.
Here we are.
We had to run with it. I mean, I think as first responders, just in general, right, we're problem solvers. So we saw in our business, we saw a problem that we were trying to solve. Oh my God. I didn't fall over sitting in my seat. We're trying to solve a problem for other people just in inherently, right, as first responders. So I think there are a lot of people out there and probably some of you listening to this podcast have an idea or... something that could innovate the industry. You never know, right? But you just don't know how to do it. So,
or it's a huge investment. You know, you have an idea, but how do you get manufacturing? How do you, trust us when we say that manufacturing is a niche market that if you don't know who to call, and we're still going through struggles on trying to find, you know, where to go, how to do it, but we get leads and we power through, you know, so we'll tell you guys all about that and how we're overcoming that stuff. But what we're going to get down to is don't be scared. If you have an idea, run with it. You know, there's such cheap ways to prototype ideas now with 3D printing and just CAD renderings and stuff like that. You can get good ideas out there super easy.
And we don't know how to do that stuff. That's not in any of our wheelhouses.
We truly don't.
So... you can always find somebody to help out that probably knows. You just got to know where to look, and hopefully we're going to help with that.
Yeah, and that's just the biggest thing is this is our opportunity to pay it forward to the other first responder-owned businesses that have kind of helped us out along the way and have helped us grow and challenge ourselves because like these guys said, it wasn't an easy process. Like getting into business is not an easy thing to do. You may have this amazing idea or this, you know, crazy drive because you think something that is either a service or a product. And don't get me wrong, like this podcast isn't focusing 100% on first responders who create something for other first responders, right? So we happen to manufacture, as firefighters, we manufacture a product made for firefighters. But if you want to start a lawn care business, or you want to open up a brewery or a vineyard or landscape company,
hats,
or hats,
shirts,
literally, if you are just planning on going into entrepreneurship and you happen to be a first responder, EMS, fire, law enforcement, all of the above, this is the podcast for you. You guys are going to want to pay attention because we're going to be bringing on some, like I said, really cool guests that will help you hopefully overcome some of the problems that you're facing, help your business grow. That's what we're here for. So,
yeah, I'm excited to see. We've got a laundry list of big name people just in the fire service.
Oh, yeah.
And you might not even know who they are, but you probably use their products.
100%.
Yeah, FDIC has been huge for us. We've made a lot of great connections with big name people that are really down to earth. I mean, when it comes down to it, they're in, most of those people at FDIC are in the fire service as well. We're very like-minded. And when it comes time to sit down and talk shop or just, you know, talk about anything in general, we're able to sit down and have like-minded conversations and drive each other towards whatever goal it is we're trying to achieve and help each other out.
And we also realize that some of the same struggles that we have, everybody else has too. And it's not just unique to what we're doing as a business. Everybody has the same or very similar challenges to overcome.
Oh, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I think you guys nailed it when you said, you know, we don't know what we're doing. I think I said at the beginning of the podcast, we're willing
to figure it out.
Yeah, this is new to us. I guess you could even call this like starting a new business, right? Like we have to start from square one with social media. We have to start from square one with production, our website, how we host this podcast is all brand new to us. And we decided not to go the easy route, I guess, and pay somebody lots and lots of money to get to that level. And they could walk us through in baby steps, right? We'd much like our business.
That's how we started out.
We literally decided to go from, we're cheap. Let's just,
you're cheap.
I am no. cheap. when you learn to be the finance guy of a company, you actually learn how to be really cheap at times. So,
if we didn't have you, we'd be broke because I'd spend all the money. Let's be honest.
We keep each other in check, but it's all good. So like with this, we had the option to spend a little bit of money and a lot of money actually. It would have been a huge investment to start a podcast, I guess. I'm going to put it in air quotes, but like the right way. And we're doing it our way. And we could have done that with our business. We could have spent thousands and thousands of dollars to do it the right way. But we decided
for startup costs.
And we decided to write our own patent.
Yeah. because we didn't have
the
money to do it. We didn't know who to call. We didn't know where to go.
20 grand or more. So on a solid patent.
So again, that's what we're doing here. That's why we're we don't have ads on our show. We don't plan on running ads on our show here because ultimately at the end of the day we want to pay it forward, and much like, you know, all the help that we got at the start. So
we'll have sponsors, and they'll probably be sponsored by, you know, whoever we have as a guest on the show.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we host a company on our show, guess who the sponsor is? That company.
The guest.
The guest is their own sponsor. So if you know of somebody who could benefit from something like this, a podcast that kind of features business or how to get into business, or somebody you know that maybe wants to start, it could be as simple, like I said, as a lawn mowing company or a landscape company.
Just getting a business license. You know, it's going to be different in every state, but
all of it.
Just insurance. The simple stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could literally write out all of the things that we've run into as a business that we've had problems with that we've had to solve.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Thank God for Google.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's an awesome, awesome asset for, I have a degree in corporate finance and investment analysis. That's my background. That's my collegiate background.
Nerd.
I know, right?
We don't math well. That's why Pat doesn't.
That's fact. Right. I don't understand what that means. But yeah, so that's I didn't, despite having the formal education, like most of you probably know, formal education only gets you so far. So you can have formal education in EMS. Andy and myself are medics. Cody is an EMT, but we all had to go to school to learn those skills. And same as firefighting, we all had to go to school in some form or fashion to learn those skills. And they're given to you. Those skills are like, right? They're like embedded in you. You practice and practice and practice and practice and practice, and you keep doing them over and over and over. And through repetition, you eventually get it. But the first time you, for us, throw a ladder, or the first time that you actually go into fire or put on your SCBA and get tangled in wires, it's a learning experience. So business is no different. Business is absolutely no different.
We just went. Like, we didn't know that we were going to be sitting at a table starting a podcast, you know, six years ago. We didn't expect it. Our first year at FDIC, two years ago.
I think so.
Yeah, in 2019, yeah. I think. We didn't expect to be at FDIC.
That was for businesses.
Yeah.
That was for companies.
We were just doing stuff. We started out of our houses, you know, we had spare rooms or something where we could get stuff done. And we kind of sold some to the guys at the department that I was cutting out by hand with a Dremel.
We're going to have a whole episode on how BA Shield got started.
Yeah.
That in and of itself is, I'm just saying it because it's our company, but it's impressive.
And yeah, and you don't know where it's going to go. You can kind of help steer it. You can try.
Right.
I mean, that's all you can do. But we didn't think we would be here 5-6 years ago.
Right.
I mean, we were just going through hazmat class. And then all of a sudden, things happened.
I think even the idea for this podcast, I don't even know how this got started. Right. I think I called you and I'm like, Cody, we're starting a podcast. And you're like, that's a great idea.
Are you sure?
I think you said that's a great idea. How do we do it? And then
here we are today.
I think in my head, I said, what the hell's wrong with you?
Probably.
All right, let's try it.
See? That's the business mind. That's what you got to do. You say, shit, I don't know if that's for us. And then you just do it. And it turns out to be actually kind of a cool experience. So
you watch probably, I don't know, a couple of years from now, we're going to look back on this day. Like, you remember when we were at a shop and we're like, yeah, let's do a podcast. And we all got together and we sat there like, this is never going to work. And then it'll probably work.
Wait, you're saying it's three firefighters who are sitting there drinking beer talking about how they're like.
They'll never figure it out.
No. But here we are, and we're sitting here drinking beer.
That's worth a shot.
Yeah, and we're going to pitch to you this cool idea of connecting you, wherever you are, worldwide, with the resources, maybe. Or maybe we're going to get you just that idea. Maybe it'll be that jump off. Maybe we'll say something that will get your brain spinning, and you'll say, wah.
If they can do it, I can do it.
Well, that is a guarantee.
That's guaranteed.
But you know what I mean? Most of it is truly going to be us helping you help somebody else, hopefully at the end of the day. Because whatever we do, whether it's a product that we offer or a service that individuals offer, it's to fit a need, right? You don't go into business if there isn't a need for something.
Oh, right.
And
here's the deal, too. If you learn something from our podcast, share it, pay it forward to your people, your group of people, and hopefully somebody that you know as well can learn from what we've hopefully put together that's helpful.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe someone will call us up and be like, hey, or send us an email. Hey, you guys were talking about manufacturing issues, and I know someone that exactly does what you guys are looking for. That's what this is about.
Did we even make emails for this whole endeavor or no?
We actually do.
Yeah, we did. No way.
I took care of that problem. Don't you worry. So if at any point you're listening, maybe you have a question, maybe you have a tidbit that you want to help somebody else out with, who knows? Maybe at some point we'll get into taking calls and people can ask us questions or they can ask questions to our guest. But our emails are, you can email us at podcast@brotherhoodandbusiness.com. If you have a question for any one of us, it's our first name, Pat, Andy, or Cody. We keep it really, really simple. 3-4-letter words. At brotherhoodandbusiness.com. So if you have any questions along the way, feel free to shoot us a comment or ask the questions. And like Andy said, pay it forward. That's the biggest thing that we can do. That's what we're doing. That's literally why we're here. We're not getting paid extra to do this. We're sitting here because we feel like we can add value to you or somebody you know who's trying to get into that entrepreneurial space, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's, I mean, pretty much where we're at. We just want to help everybody out and see what ideas you guys come up with too. If you have a business, don't be afraid to take that leap. You know, we know plenty of people that have bought expensive machinery that, you know, didn't know if it was going to work, but at the end of the day, they weren't going to let that expensive piece of machinery go to waste or not make them money. So they made it work.
That's exactly it. And we're here, you know, with our little niche corner of the market. So, you know, again, firefighters, just first responders. It doesn't matter if you're a firefighter or a police officer, you're in the military. We'll take questions from everybody. And hopefully by the end of this, we have a decent buildup of people who have either a knowledge base and we can all get together and discuss or, you know, ask questions, answer questions. If we don't know how to answer the question, I guarantee you, we know somebody who does. That's where we've come right through this whole process, right?
Like, yeah. And that's what we want to build. We want to build a community. All of our listeners, they can hopefully, you know, eventually we'll have a forum or a space where you guys can talk and interact with each other, ask questions, yeah. And then we can have other people that hold valuable information, and we can network with each other and just be open about whatever we need.
That's it. Because just looking at where we're sitting, what is today? Today is
15th.
10, the 15.
15th. It's the 15th. Looking at where we're sitting today, with our supply chain issues and the way that businesses are running, like just globally right today, the small businesses are the ones that ultimately really need the support. And when it comes down to it, we need people like you who are going to support the small businesses, not just ordering your stuff off Amazon, but understanding that there's a lot of work that gets put in behind that business. And small businesses wouldn't survive without people like you who are investing basically in what we're investing in. And that's helping each other out.
I saw a good meme the other day on Instagram. It said, products that are made in the United States don't get held on cargo ships and can't be delivered.
That's genius.
Yeah.
That's so genius.
Buy United States products, get them quick and easy.
Yeah, you actually get them because we can drive them to where they have to go. Yeah, we don't have to put them on a cargo ship. So this is actually going to be a lot of fun for us. So hopefully a lot of fun for you guys. Being able to discuss, you know, the supply chains and where we get stuff and how we get stuff and just how important it is to take it upon yourself as an entrepreneur to start. That's it. Like the hardest part, like honestly, the hardest part is starting, right? The hardest part is just jumping.
Making that decision.
Taking your idea and running with it.
Because look, we all sit at the dinner table, right, as firefighters, and we all solve the world's problems.
That's
what we do.
Yeah, verbally. Every single day.
Multiple times a day.
We solve the world's problems, right?
Yes.
So all you have to do is translate that into whatever problem it is that you're trying to solve in your business, right? If you put it that way, it sounds really simple. But it's all the other shit that you have to do to get to that point. How do I start a business license? Or how do I get a business license?
Open a bank account.
Rules and regulations, tax ID numbers. How do I get contracts? How do I supply chain? How do I make my product? How do I get to where I'm trying to get to, right?
Hiring employees.
How do you hire? Yeah.
Yeah, when you get there. Hopefully it's something in the beginning that you can do yourself and keep overhead low and stuff like that. But if you're getting into big scale manufacturing, you know, you might need employees right away.
Yeah. So
struggles.
What we do ultimately, right, is as first responders, sometimes it can be scary. Like the situations that we can get ourselves into inherently can be dangerous. I think we all know that. I don't need to preach that. We sit at the dinner table, we solve the world's problems. So that's what we're here to do as firefighters who are solving a problem, getting into business. We're fixing our own problems. There's something in the world or there's something in our industry or there's something that you need to do. That makes life better for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Idea. You know, like it'd be nice to be the guy that invented the toothpick, right? Wood, little pointy wood.
Do you think
thing,
he still gets royalties?
I don't know. It'd be sweet.
Is it like patented?
It had to be at one point, I imagine. Yeah. Maybe it's just a wooden stick that they sell, but someone's still making a ton of money. Even if
somebody
is
making a ton of money,
right?
It's the zipper guy.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just all, stuff like that. You come up with an idea. Just, I mean,
we have guys,
you gotta run with it.
We have guys in our fire department who have ideas and then they end up not panning out. Right. I'm sure we all have the same thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Think in your department or think on your squad, your ambulance, your force. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's probably somebody, if it's not you, there's probably somebody who says, gosh, I have this idea.
We've had them come to us.
Yeah.
And say, I've got this idea. And we're like, sweet.
Run with it.
Like,
yeah.
Do it. They're like, well, but I don't want you to steal my idea. And it's like, dude, I don't got time to steal your idea.
And that's it. I would venture.
I'll help you.
Yeah.
Get to your idea and your end goal. Trust me. We're busy enough.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, how many times have we even had the conversation? The three of us.
Oh, we've got ideas.
We sat at the table. We're like, oh, shit. Hey,
why do we do this? Like, we have an opportunity. I don't have time to do that, let alone this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you do need to.
Still growing.
Yeah, you do need to focus on what you do. But ultimately, the hardest part is taking the step. And we've already taken the step. And sometimes it seems like it's difficult for us too, right? Like, what were some of our ideas? We're going to buy a bulldozer.
Oh, yeah.
Water tenders. We've talked about steel. We've talked about a vinyl plotter. We've talked about
a restaurant. We're going to open a Korean restaurant.
A podcast. Oh, we were, yeah.
The three whitest guys you could think of. He's a redhead. We're going to open a Korean restaurant.
I'm a ginger, okay?
Ginger Korean.
And I can say that because I am one and I don't have a soul, so it's all right.
We're going to open a Korean restaurant.
I am not Korean.
So many ideas.
If you've seen me.
But literally, all these things are still on the table. And the thing that separates us from successful business ownership is taking the leap.
We wanted to open like a bar.
We're going to open a speakeasy.
Speakeasy, yeah. I still think that could be on the table. I don't know.
None of those options are off the table.
Right.
You might be listening to this podcast in a year and we're like, holy shit, we just bought our first bulldozer.
Right. Wow.
We don't know what we're going to do with it.
A wildland sign.
We're going to flatten
shit.
Here
comes a D9 right at your face.
I hear you make good money doing that. So, hey, and any of these ideas that we pitch are 100% open. If you want to start a Korean restaurant, you can do it. I say that we haven't started a Korean
That's because we had the best Korean food in the world, probably. I can't speak for the world, but... I've ever had in the United States. It was amazing.
I was
going to
say, is it the best Korean food in Korea? I bet they have really good Korean food.
Probably. It's probably Americanized Korean food.
It probably is.
And that's why it's so good.
Shout out to, what was it called?
Soul food. In Charlotte.
Soul food in Charlotte.
We ate there 18 times in 3 days.
So if anybody knows of the restaurant that we're talking about, get us the business card of the owner. We might be talking franchise. So.
And by the way, they have lime scooters there, and you can rip around on those so fast, but don't
you
wreck.
You could die.
Whose idea was that?
I don't even know.
Not renting them. I know whose idea that was, but... You know what I mean? Like, let's charge people to use an electric scooter.
I really could have used one in Remo Sriracha the other day, but we got rid of them.
We did, because they kept putting them on top of bridges.
Yeah, or in the river.
in the middle of an island on a lake.
Yeah, that was... All right, there was an idea.
Challenges to business.
It was an idea.
There are good ideas and there's bad ideas. There's... The people who said there's no such thing as a bad idea are full of shit. There are bad ideas. There are bad ideas. But that being said, sometimes bad ideas can make you money. And
you just got to capitalize on it before it turns into the bad idea. It's a good idea for a minute. Then if you got to cash out before it's the bad idea.
Think about it. We literally just said we were going to open a speakeasy. Speakeasy was a bad idea at one point, right? Like that was, you couldn't do that. That's why they called it a speakeasy. Strip clubs? We live in Reno. Prostitution is legal. It's a bad idea, right? But...
Someone's capitalizing on that.
There are some people
Dennis
making
Hoff,
a
RIP.
Not us.
There are people making a shit ton of money off of legal prostitution here in Reno. Or not here in Reno, but the outside areas. Yeah. So no matter what you say, money can be made. So it's not like there's a shortage of people who are willing to buy stuff, right? You just have to be the one who provides it at the right
Even
time.
Even if you're replicating someone else's idea, right? How many knockoff companies are there, but their marketing is on point?
Yeah.
And they're selling on Amazon and they're selling, they're marketing, they're on Instagram. Every time you scroll past something, it's like, buy now. Buy one, get 10 free, whatever. If you can make it cheap enough.
Yeah, you're telling
me
that.
And your marketing's on point. You can make some money.
Just remember, if you're making it that cheap, it's probably on a cargo ship stuck in the port of somewhere.
You're going to get it in 6 months. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a catch 22.
Yeah.
It really
cheaper
is.
Cheaper isn't always better.
So that's a, we'll bring that up as a topic too.
Sourcing goods.
Sourcing like goods.
All of our raw materials are sourced in the United States.
Yeah.
We source them in the United States. We're finding out that our United States suppliers are getting a couple things from
other places.
Other places. Yeah. Supply chain.
I mean, that just slows us down, but I think
we're working on sourcing it elsewhere.
Yeah. Right? The most important thing I would say just from just general business advice though, is to keep moving.
Yeah. Find ways
you,
around it.
You run Trouble. Into snags and you have to be able to pivot. You have to be able to, to find a different trajectory
and jump at the next big thing, whatever that is, even if you're not ready.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Well, half of it is planning, right? Like we said, we're going to open a restaurant and we're going to buy a bulldozer and we're going to do all this fancy shit, but
we've never ran a restaurant, but we're like, hey, we'll figure it out.
This might be the right time. And then the labor shortages happened and, you know, nobody wants to work. And now I'm like, kind of glad we didn't open a restaurant yet, but let's table it.
But everybody wants to drink alcohol.
But everybody drinks alcohol.
Maybe not everybody. But well, a lot of people especially do. In Reno, 24-hour city.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. In fact, sometimes it's hard not to drink. So, but I'm sure that there's a product or something out there. Oh, we're going to... Boats and O's. Dude, we're going to do mobile Botox and oxygen.
Yeah. IV bags.
Don't steal my name. That's our company name. Yeah. You can't do that. Boats and O's.
Sorry, yeah. Trademark.
Trademark.
No, but we're about to. And we can talk about how to trademark too on the show. That's another thing. We've done that. We've trademarked. What have we done as a business? We've trademarked. We've copywritten. Supply chain. We manufacture. We market. We distribute. We had our, what would you even call it? Basically, our customer resource management profile was set up custom. So we had a problem with that.
Website. And just having all of our programs talk to each other, that CRM stuff, like how do you get one, your shipping program to talk to your website, to talk to, you know, your email chain, like all of our customs, you know, now before it used to be this mess of emails and now we have it.
I didn't do this. Yeah, who did that?
Where did we store it? What name was it saved under? Right now, everything, all the rendering process, it's all not automated. Pat does all the renderings but it's automated to a point where, you know, we can track it. It goes into folders automatically. It makes our life 10 times easier, 100 times easier.
And that's just from the website and that side. You also have to think about our durable goods that we get in, not just getting them here, but we're not sitting in a shop cutting every piece out with a Dremel anymore. So,
right.
So how do you Thank find God. Somebody in not necessarily the supply chain, but I don't have a machine that cuts out pieces of product or whatever we're making. So find somebody out in your neck of the woods that's able to do that for
you. We're extremely lucky too to be able absolutely. To source our 4-foot by 8-foot sheets of plastic in our hometown and deliver it, and actually have now the place that cuts our material for us pick it up for us.
Yeah,
and that took couple years to figure out and get that relationship established.
It's a grind. It always is.
And then cut it locally. And it's like, we're extremely fortunate for that we're not waiting on stuff. And if we need something, we get a big order,
but you know what?
We just go and pick it up. And
I agree, but I disagree. I think it is really nice, but I would say it's fortunate. I wouldn't say that would hold us back though. I think just resiliency,
it's a bonus, you know,
as a whole. It is a bonus.
It's a bonus.
But like, if we had to, we'd just have to do things a little bit differently, like step up our order time or step up our lead time and order more goods and have those. But
yeah, and we'd hold more inventory, raw goods on the shelf.
But we'd definitely talk about that on our next episode, actually. It'll be the BA Shields episode.
Yeah, so the next episode we'll talk a lot more about.
We'll bring in James. He's our tech guru. We'll talk about BA Shields and we'll have him kind of explain some of the stuff that he did for us.
Also a fellow firefighter
who owns his own business. So, I'm super excited, guys.
Day one, you got to start somewhere. Here we are.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Here's the jump off.
Day one. Let's do this.
Yeah. If you guys made it all the way through this podcast, be sure to subscribe, like us, share us, and we're going to get some big hitters on here for you guys so that you guys can listen to everything that they've done and how they've done it. So
And that's the plan. So crack open a beer and let's do this, boys.
Stay tuned.
Absolutely. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.